It's on Beyond Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis.
I'm Rod Patton.
I'm Sam.
You're
I'm
what?
Sam. Can you hear me? I'm
Sam. I can't hear you.
Can't hear me.
Hang okay, on your microphone
Whoa,
up or something.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
I'm trying to be heard. Fighting to be heard.
Rich, where are you?
Oh, he's on the phone. Why is he on the phone? Because his headset's not working?
I guess.
I'm on the phone.
Buy yourself a headset, man. Do you have a headset?
You should get some headsets.
I just didn't bring it with me.
You
I was
retard.
I forgot.
You're gonna need,
I know.
Need the R word.
Freaking retard.
Speaking of retard.
Put me on hold. I got to answer the phone.
Oh, okay. No.
Put you on hold.
Do I have to put him on hold?
Like a baby. We put you
on
hold.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
hold on.
Okay,
I got to put him on hold. Got to put him on hold so he can ask. This is going to be like hell.
Don't, Clyde, you got to adapt. You got to be flexible.
I know. I got to be flexible. I got to adapt.
Hey, I can be flexible, Clyde. So can you.
You're kinky boy. He's kinky boy.
I lost my story. Oh, no, I didn't. Here it is.
Retard.
Where is it?
Well, where did it go? Did you drop it?
No, okay. This is bad writing. And I saw... Oh, for shit's sake. Okay. I saw this headline for bad writing, and I thought, this is going to set the tone... For the show. You know how the R word is not used anymore. People don't like the idea of using the R word.
What's the R word?
Could you say it, Sam, since you are?
Well, this is about me
since
taking off my
risque.
Headphones and forgetting to turn sound
what?
Up, isn't it?
No,
thanks.
No.
I was risque. Not saying anything like, yes, retarded.
No.
Okay, everybody.
No, you don't consider yourself retarded, do you?
Well, no, I'm dyslexic. There's a difference.
No. I mean, you're...
Well, you know what?
You're cerebral palsy.
Okay.
Right?
It's a motor thing. It's not like a mental cognition
No,
thing.
I know. You're a pretty smart guy. You are. You're smarter than me. At least you're not going to fall on your fucking face when you get to work.
Yeah, Clyde's an idiot savant, so he
yes.
is retarded.
And that's the thing. Did you know, a lot of people don't know this, I may sound all smart and everything on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but I am an autistic savant. I have been, well...
You've been diagnosed with autism?
I kind of been, not autism, but just the idea that I'm an idiot savant, meaning that I know a lot about shit. But when it comes to doing things just for myself and around the house, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, so that's why I'm his handler. I'm his Jewish handler.
Yeah, he's my Jewish handler. That's why I fall on my fucking face when I go to work.
What happened?
Oh, my God. You saw me. I was all covered in dirt when I came in.
I thought you were just being like punk rock. Like, dude, look at my dirty pants.
Well, Clyde, that's actually
No, what happened? Okay, this is what happened. Is that, okay, so they're doing construction all around our houses, and they just put in a new sidewalk. Okay. And so this new sidewalk is, it's kind of nice because it just goes right to my apartment. It goes, instead of having to go around the courtyard, around thing, I just go straight down the sidewalk into my apartment. So I left the apartment and I was going to get a car to get to my car. And it said it was going to be there in 2 minutes. So I hurried to get my ass down there so they wouldn't leave me. And as I did, I didn't notice that there was a tree root, popping up out of the soil near the sidewalk. My foot went in and I went over. Ass over tea kettle. It was horrible. So that's what happened to me today. And it was funny because a woman who was in the office had to help me. And then poor Janine, she pulls up in her car. She just gets off work and see me lying there with a cut on my head. And she's like going, "What's wrong, honey?" And I said, "I fell." And she goes, "Oh, well, you know, you may want to get a cane and maybe lose some weight." That's what she said to me. "I think we ought to get you a cane. And remember, you got to keep losing weight." I'm going, "Okay, honey. Thank
you. I can see your wife is as full of love as mine."
Yeah.
I do something dumb enough, she would say something along those lines.
Oh, yeah. Well, you worked with my wife on a project, didn't you?
No, I think that was the rest of the guys. I mean, she wanted me to do like some drone stuff for her, but then she found there was like some group or something that helped her out.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
But I did find something for you after our last inspiring caller. I got to read off this drink for you.
Right.
I might even make it for you.
All right. Okay. What? You're going to make me a drink?
The
blue purple Jesus or the purple Jesus?
Let's see. This is...
What's in purple Jesus?
1.5 ounces of vodka.
Yeah.
1 ounce lime juice.
Yeah.
1 ounce purple Kool-Aid syrup, which Whoa. Sounds dangerous.
Jim Jones.
And then 7 ounces of Miller High Life. So this
God.
Is, this sounds like a bad decision.
No beer. No beer.
Yeah, no beer.
No. you know, we used to
put. We're too old. Our guts couldn't handle it.
I know. Life. Okay, so I found. You used the R word earlier.
Yeah, all right.
So Yahoo News, not risque. Retard. Okay. Saw this headline in Yahoo News. Man with pants on head robs store. That's retarded. They meant to say that the man is retarded and he put.
Is that retarded or
retarded? No, retarded. Man with pants on head robs store. That's retarded.
That was
a headline. And I'm thinking, no, what they meant to say, man that was retarded put his pants on head and robbed the store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's bad writing. It's a man with pants on head robbed store. That's retarded. Does that make any sense?
No.
I was about to say, I'm too tired for this.
Okay. Well, very confusing. I just thought I'd tell you that. Hey,
thank you.
You know what? You need to send me that song, one song.
Song.
What about Wesley? What's his name?
I sent it to you.
I didn't get it.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'll look for it because I wanted to play it because we were laughing our asses off when we heard this the other day.
Straight below. Do you see it?
Hold on.
It's at the very bottom.
Straight below.
Very bottom.
The very bottom of the one you sent, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see.
This is all very hard because I'm here and I can see your screen. I just can't, or I can see your monitor. I just can't see your screen. I can't.
Okay, the last one I got is Tropic Thunder. That's the last one I got.
Okay, let me resend it.
Okay, because I'm looking at all of them. But while we're waiting, we're going to play another great tune. And this tune is called My Dumb Ass Baby. Is right here, and this is all part.
Can you put Rich back on now?
Okay, hold on.
He's a big boy.
Hi, Rich. I don't know how we're going to do this. Okay, we're going to play a song while Ron helps me get this other song that we need to play. This is called My Dumbass Baby. This is in.
The students from Wibby?
I'm trying to find them too. It just all came up on me.
Very
so
ill prepared.
I'll do it. Okay, here we go. This is My Dumbass Baby. Here we go.
When my baby walks in the room, everybody smiles. She looks so dreamy with a such grace and style. She doesn't know much, but knows how to please. She is a genius when she's down on her knees. She may not be that smart, but she's a work of art. My dumbass baby.
Imagine making the passive income.
She don't know how to spell, but she put a spell on me. Doesn't know the alphabet, but understands the key. She's not very sharp, but she's really good in bed. She'll blow your mind when she's giving you head. She may not be that smart, but she's a work of art. And my dumbass baby has really won my heart. I'm thinking of today. I found a note, don't know what to do. Meet me at midnight, I'll be waiting for you. Turns out that I'm the one who really is that dumb.
My sounds like Elvis.
Math,
yeah, do you hear Elvis? What are you saying, Rich? I mean, this is going to be hard with the phone thing here. It's going to be, this is really difficult. You need to bring a headset, dude. That's how it works.
I was walking, man. What can I say?
You was walking? Walking? Okay.
I was walking, and it was hot, so I didn't bring my headphones or a jacket because it's like 55 degrees in here.
Oh, it's cold in here, isn't
90
it?
90 outside and 55 in here.
Yeah, it's certainly cold.
Do you need me to bring you a jacket, Rich?
He's in the next room, isn't he?
Yeah, I could run.
I think I made it through the rest of the night. I'll make it through the last 20 minutes.
This is insane. I mean,
we have a freezing cold screener. Yes.
Yeah, well, like, no. I mean, it is cold in here. I agree. It's cold in here.
Well, we have a lot of electricity.
What would you say about your nuts?
Why it's cold?
My nuts are freezing.
I can't find mine. It was really cold water.
Okay, we got a song that is definitely a song that is near and dear to my heart. This is from Ron Patton, of all people.
No, it's from the late Wesley Willis.
The late Wesley Willis. He put a pair of pants over his head. That's retarded. Here it is.
This band played at Free Fest. About 2,000 people watched the show. The rock and roll was awesome like Chex Press. The jam session was whipping a horse's ass with a belt. Rita Bus, Rita Bus, Rita Bus.
I might have written down one of those. Bus. I got beat up on one, actually.
The band played it on. The band got down like a magic kiss. The crowd roared like a lion. The rock and roll jam session was terrific. Rita Bus,
Rita Bus. Retard
Bus! Retard Bus! Rock on London!
Rock over San Diego! Rock over London! Rock over San Diego! Retard Bus!
This, goes, the drug fan.
This goes on and on and on, doesn't it? Yep.
Oh, just on if it. You listen to it, it'll make you retarded.
It's making me retarded. I'm losing my IQ here. No. It just went away.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it disappeared.
He's punk rock by the millions.
He was revered by punk rockers and de-intellectuals.
Dr. Demento, he played him.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Demento loved
played
him.
Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis. Dr. Demento's retiring, by the way. So I'd let everybody know.
Oh, he's still young. He's only 84.
He announced his last show.
He's 84. He's going to do his last show. Here's another song that makes Ron laugh. And the thing is we need to make fun of him because it makes Ron laugh.
Wibby?
Yeah, the kids of Whitney High.
Oh, this is funny.
Ron dies when he hears this. And you know what? I think it's bad that he laughs at this. I do. Here we go. It's because these kids are special. These kids are special. And Ron's laughing. Yeah, listen to this. Here, listen to this. This is a great song. Kids of Whitney High. Insects. Ron Patton will die. Listen to this. Rock and roll, baby. This is exactly how I sounded in the first grade. Exactly. I thought I was a singer then.
I could tell, you know. If you had only kept your career, this could have been you.
Believe me, they always gave me sympathy and had me sing at church gatherings.
I'm sure you inspired. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Got a big smile on his face. He's loving this. Do you like it, Ron? Do you like it, Ron?
I'd rather rub habaneros in my eyes.
Oh, no. It's habaneros for the ears. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think I just...
he just put pants on his head. That's retarded. What?
Hey, remember, we love the mentally challenged. We love gays and the mentally challenged.
That's why we've hired the mentally challenged.
Thanks. Thank
Wait,
you.
We no, Sam, are, no, no, hey, I'm not saying, no, no. I'm not casting aspersions, Sam.
Remember, we all have hidden disabilities.
I'm not casting aspersions. What?
We all have hidden disabilities.
Yes, we do. I have many disabilities, and I just don't talk about them.
I'm
the great actor.
I have the ADD.
The ADD, what's that?
It's called Action Deficient Syndrome.
I have something called Diflucus of the Pizarinctum. And I tell you what, when my pizzerinctum is hurting, and believe me, my pizzerinctum's been hurting a lot lately. I mean, if I have to go to the bathroom again every fucking 10 minutes, I swear to God, man. I mean,
just you don't have to.
No, that's a health challenge.
I have a question.
Challenge.
Okay, so Ron, how old are you?
I am 66.
You're 66. Okay, so you're a couple
I'm
years.
Be 67 in August.
Yeah. So how's your prostate?
My prostate is medium ochre.
Medium ochre. Okay. Just want to know.
It's not the best, but it's not too bad.
Sam, how old are you?
I am almost 35. And
so have you had your prostate looked at?
I have. I learned then and there that, you know, I don't mean to be disparaging anyone.
Yeah.
But when that nurse put on that rubber glove and said, yeah, I'm going to examine your prostate.
Yeah.
After what happened next, I know that I am not gay. I learned then and there.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
My doctor, my female doctor, who decided that, that glove had to go all the way up to her elbow, I think.
Oh, my God.
My wife thought that was just freaking hilarious.
Why?
Me up on my tiptoes.
Why do we have a fucking prostate? Why does it get swollen or swells up when you get to be old? And why is it that it has to wake me up in the middle
diet.
Of the night?
I think it's diet.
It has nothing to do with diet.
Well, why people didn't have prostate problems 150 years ago?
I'm sure they did.
I don't think so.
They didn't live that long either.
I'm sure. No, they didn't because they had prostate problems.
No, I think that's more of a recent thing.
Yeah.
I think it's due to the environment.
Right.
I think it's due to our diet.
Right.
And I think God hates us.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know how everybody thinks that I'm obsessed with poop. Right.
Oh, No.
I'm just going to say, because people think I'm obsessed with poop, okay, and I'm not.
He brought it up.
It's because I'm an old man, and you know, old men don't do that often. They just don't. They don't poop.
Do you keep a little, like, tally sheet?
No. And now I'm going to be fixated on prostate. Prostate is what I'm fixated on because I just don't know why we have one.
Yeah.
Don't know. Well, I hear it's because it makes the goo. It makes the man goo. Is that true?
I don't know. I think it helps.
Hey,
release
Rich,
the man goo.
You have access.
No, it releases the man goo. It doesn't create the man goo.
So you have access to a computer that you can look it up. What does a prostate do? Does it make the man goo or does it release the man goo? I want to know the mayonnaise.
It helps. Function of the prostate.
Mayonnaise. It releases the mayonnaise.
It's called mayonnaise. Your testicles creates the man goo.
Okay, your testicles create the man goo. No, they create the polywogs, right?
And what creates the man goo?
I think your prostate creates the man goo.
I don't think so.
I think your mayonnaise is in the prostate.
All right. We're gonna put an end to this right now.
All right, here we go.
AI.
Prostate gland plays a crucial role in male reproductive health by producing a fluid that becomes part of
semen,
helping to nourish and protect sperm. It also helps control urine flow by surrounding the urethra and acting as a valve.
So which I'm going
until you turn 60 fucking years old, and then it stops doing that.
I'm going to start eating.
No, they just
pills.
It just slowly starts closing down until you have to pee every 5 frickin' minutes.
I'm there. I'm sunk, man. I'm so done. I am so done.
We better get a caller in.
Yeah, we better. I'm so done.
Prostates explode.
Hi, Tally. How's
Bring
your prostate?
Bring
How's
Sweetie.
Your prostate?
Is you guys are sick motherfuckers, man.
Why
are you talking about balls and shit?
No, I
balls.
Told you.
Love
no.
You.
The prostate has nothing to do with your balls. Nothing.
You're right.
No,
I stand corrected.
Tank, man.
It's an old man thing.
I stand corrected.
Okay.
So, I got a couple of dirty jokes from the people in the chat.
Yeah, go.
Okay, Jerry G goes, oral makes your whole day. Anal makes your whole week. H-O-L-E, week.
I got it.
And Moose's son has this joke. What's the worst part about rollerblading?
What?
Having to tell your parents you're gay.
Happy
Father's Day,
everybody.
A homosexual. Happy what? Is it Father's Day this weekend?
Yes, next weekend.
Oh, it's next weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
You ever notice how fathers don't get shit on Father's Day?
Yeah.
They don't get shit.
I know. They get gifted, man. They need some good shit.
Now, look, I'm not saying anything bad about moms because moms are awesome. I love my mother. My mother's dead, but I love my mom. And I love Ron's mom. I love Ron's mom. She's a shot put person. She does
javelin.
Okay, she does javelin.
And she dances and sings.
And she does Broadway tunes.
Yep.
Does that make me gay? That
oh,
I like
I've
that?
Seen videos. Anyway. No, she's awesome.
No. Are you gay?
No, that does not make you gay, Clyde.
So if I like her show tunes, that doesn't make me gay?
Not at all. That means all right. You're artistic.
Because I'm already wondering about my prostate and whether or not it's turning me gay.
Do any of you guys dance? I mean, who's men dancing?
I never dance.
Why aren't you guys dancing?
Yeah, I danced in
Stephanie,
high school.
She says I'm the best dancer in the
Are
world.
Are you a good dancer?
Oh, she says I'm the best.
You're going to bust up
I dance in my chair all the time.
And how do you dance there?
Well,
What
happens? I get dragged out. Well,
can you bring up your mic a little more, please?
Okay, okay.
Turn it up a little more.
Okay, can we hear me?
There
now?
You are. You sound better that way.
Wow, that's awesome.
You don't sound so retarded.
Thank you. No, my wife has dragged me out to the dance halls and things like that, and we've done it, and I can.
I bet
I can
you
handle.
Cut a rug really well. I bet people look at you and they go. Is he dancing or is he in trouble?
Is he dancing or is he drunk?
No, I heard you slamming you around on the floor all over the place.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
The really annoying thing was when I first came out to go dancing.
What's that?
I was working a morning shift at the time, so my day would start at about 3 in the morning, and the dance starts at like 7, so we get there, and we start dancing, and I'm barely with it. I'm trying to move, I'm trying to stay awake, and she's like, okay, move your feet, you know, you can do this. So like, okay, first off, I'm disabled. We know this.
Yes, you're disabled, but you don't make it a problem like other people do. You're not a problem to me. I mean, usually I look down on people like that, and I don't. I love you. I love you.
Well, I love you.
I
back,
constantly
Clyde,
tell you how
because
much
he's projecting.
And again, Clyde's I'm not
projecting.
Gay. I'm not gay, but I always tell you what how good your body is, right, and how awesome you look.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your veins.
Don't do that. That's gay.
He likes your veins.
He just lifted his fucking shirt.
You missed
I'm calling
it,
HR.
You missed it.
We all know you have a secret crush on Sam.
I have a secret crush on who?
Sammy.
On Sam? Yeah, I do.
So loved.
I do. He's got a great body.
Body all the time.
He makes me mad because I'm fat and I've kind of made it savant. Hey, you know, and he's skinny and hot and he's got cerebral palsy. Who's going to get the chicks in the bar? Certainly not fat guy.
You're pretty
cerebral palsy guy.
Okay, I am a saying this for a bit. Every Friday, Clyde.
What's that?
Every Friday, 1 o'clock, or no, 12 o'clock.
You want me to go jiu-jitsu?
Fitness. Yeah, come to my martial art class. You know, I teach a class, Clyde. We
I
can
fall
fix this.
On sidewalks, and you
I
want me to be in a fucking jiu-jitsu
to
place?
Fall.
No.
It's an art form.
It's
Look,
not
I got
about
the fancy
falling.
Pajamas, man. I want to beat people up.
It's about getting up. That's the problem. I have no stomach muscles.
Should I give you lessons in that? Come on,
I have
we
no
can
stomach
do this.
Muscles because
you don't
they...
need stomach muscles.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
How do you think you're going to stand up without stomach muscles? You need to use them to pull you up.
No, you just put like a girdle. Or
no, I have no stomach muscles because I had my surgeries and they just cut me to hell.
You know what they used to use
oh,
in the medieval days?
Muscles.
Armor.
No, I do not.
Armor. That's all you need is armor.
I have a bag holding my shit together. I'll just tell you that right now. A big old bag.
Oh my God.
I do. I have a bag holding me together. And if anybody, if I lift something wrong.
He has a mesh bag.
Yeah, I have a mesh bag. I got a prostate and a mesh bag. See? Now, who's the retarded one?
No wonder you're so obsessed
not
with
Sam.
Pooping. That's all you
not
got.
Not Sam, but Clyde Lewis is retarded.
Oh, come on, Clyde.
He has legs that dogs want to sniff.
I have legs. What? You're right.
Doggies want to lick your legs.
Doggies want to sniff and lick my legs. God. Why?
Okay, do I need to defend you from the doggies? I will defend you from the dogs. Seriously.
You do that.
Because
oh my God, I'm puking in my mouth right now.
Handyman lives in my friend Sam Maupin. I'll tell you that. Handyman.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
All right. Are we going to the calls?
What?
Are we going to the calls? Somebody's, okay,
right,
we're going to go to the calls.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go.
Love you.
Brady.
Brady.
Brady
is better than nothing.
Brady.
Hola.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, mesh bags matter.
Yeah,
they do.
There you go.
They really do. They work too. I mean, it's like
your guts would be hanging out.
Well, we used to. Janine used to call it my alien baby because I had a Manitou. I had a Manitou growing out of my
bag
butt,
hanging out of me.
What the
kind of like? Kind of like humanoids from the deep.
That's what it is, dude. It really is. But that's because I had kidney cancer. I think You know, when they cut into you like that, then your shit just hangs everywhere. You got to get it fixed, and I got it fixed.
Yeah. And then, I used to punch Clyde in the stomach a lot.
Yeah.
But after he had his surgery, I said I didn't want to take a chance anymore.
Because that would just really suck. You'd hear a pop, and then all of a sudden, boop, 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 boop,
it was good. We used to, punch each other.
That would be busting a gut. And believe me, when I fell today, I thought I was going to bust a gut. Seriously.
That's just.
And you know what's really embarrassing is half the time, I have fallen before.
Mm-hmm.
I fell here. You fell here.
Yeah.
I remember
you
did, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, you fell on that rug, didn't you?
Well, I fell earlier today, actually.
Oh,
I was walking into the
shit.
I was walking in the break room with Dave, and I just, like, my leg just goes, fuck you, gone. And I, like, hit the ground.
Well, you know, I feel worse about you falling down than I feel
dude,
about me falling
down. Come on, man.
Down.
I've fallen down a million times.
No,
like,
but
me,
I know
right
you do
up.
That, but see, I feel bad for you, because you're an inspiration to me, because you can get up, and I can't.
No, you, seriously. Wow.
Well
Sam,
played. Well
Sam
played.
Falls, but then
well,
you look and
well
then he's.
Ah.
Yes,
I saved
well
that,
played.
Didn't I?
Yes.
I saved that, didn't I?
Yeah, yes.
You. I saved myself from sounding like an asshole. But I'm still an asshole.
Sam bounces right back up. I think it's the martial arts.
Yeah, Sam's like one of those clowns.
Yeah.
You punch it in the face.
He's,
and it comes
he's a weeble.
Back up.
Oh, watch
he's
me.
He's a weeble. He doesn't wobble.
No, he doesn't.
You know, I should do that.
He shakes a lot, but he doesn't wobble.
Well, actually, one of my first podcasts I did, I was Sideshow Sam, the demented clown, who sounded
were?
Like Howard Stern and Heath Ledger rolled into one person.
Oh, my God.
Weirdly enough, my friend's teenage kid loved it, and it became a children's show. So I had to, like, keep the same persona,
right.
But then have it, like, all children's content. It drove me a little nuts, because... I get on there. How's it going, kids, for Sideshow Sam, Strange Demented Circus? And I thought I was doing shock comedy, only to find out that I've got a 12-year-old who thinks I'm awesome. And I'm like,
right.
God,
well, a lot of people
this,
think
this
you're
sucks.
Awesome. And that's why we have to bring you down a couple of rungs to make fun of you, is because, you know, you're the only guy I know with cerebral palsy that's
is that called
pretty cool, actually.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Thank you. I work
all
at it.
All the rest of them are assholes.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, actually. A lot of people, they don't have a sense of humor, so it's like, okay, guys, I tasted the floor this morning. Yeah. You could, too.
You know, I used to hang out with Callahan. Remember Callahan?
Oh, yeah, we talked about Callahan
a
lot. Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, they did a movie about Callahan. He was good friends with Robin Williams. He used to hang out with him, and he was a paraplegic.
Oh, yeah.
And he helped me one day, gave me $100 to get a cab ride home for some reason.
Nice.
But then the sad thing is he got hit by a Volkswagen bus. He was going down, he got hit by a Volkswagen bus, so I called the hospital, and I said, Callahan, are you there? And he goes, yeah, this is Clyde Lewis. He goes, hey, Clyde, what's up? And I says, I heard you were in an accident. He goes, yes, because I hear you're never going to walk again.
Well, here's the thing about guys like that, and I can relate to him.
He laughed.
When you have an accident, people are like, oh, my God, it must be so hard. It's like,
no.
Well, shit, I've been recovering from stuff my whole life. Like,
oh, yeah.
You expect this to be something new? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you're going to walk differently. Well, no shit. I already do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Will
you know.
I ever play the piano again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ever going to play the piano again, Sam? Just want to know.
I don't know. Give me a piano.
Yeah,
let me see what I could do.
Can't. You know what? You know what's better than, flowers on your piano?
What?
Tulips on your organ.
Took me a second.
Brady, what do you think about that?
It's an old
that,
joke.
Brady?
Hey, Brady, what do you think, buddy?
I think, you know, you were talking about that drink with the purple drink or whatever that was.
Purple Jesus.
I got some purple Jesus marijuana that you'll see two or three moons.
No,
oh, I'm sure
good.
You will.
Oh, I'm in,
so,
man.
So, Brady, you getting around a lot? You're just kind of like remaining in Arizona. That's your planet, right?
Well, I kind of retired out of Vegas. I kind of left Vegas like Elvis. I left the building, but...
Yeah.
I bought a mountain here up in the desert on the west rim of the canyon.
Okay. How did that work out for you?
It's going great. I'm building an igloo, igloo, and I'll keep you informed.
You please keep us informed and let us know, because it, you know, sounds kind of weird, and we like weird.
Yeah,
I like weird, and I like you, so.
Yeah, we love Brady. Thank you, Brady.
Well, that was kind of a weird one tonight, wasn't it?
Nope. Hey, I got an announcement.
Good.
So this weekend, besides the gold webinar at 1 p.m. tomorrow, we also have movies.
Ron.
We have Ground Zero Theater coming. So we're going to have some retro movies Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
So look for members, Ground Zero Theater. And then also, we're going to be putting in Ground Zero Rewinds this weekend.
Oh, man.
From 2010 and 2011.
When you did the Batman one, I was so happy.
Yeah.
I love Adam West.
So we're populating our audio library and our new movie theater with content
yes.
on the weekend.
Remember, sign up for Ground Zero Plus. You probably already have. That's why you're hearing us.
No, you can.
No, you can hear us without Ground Zero Plus?
Anybody can listen to Ground Zero Plus.
Not WB.
Shows what I know. Anyway, all right, buddy.
It's a perk.
It's a perk. All right, we're gone. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
Night.